Hi, everyone. This is Special K, Kevin Lodge for the Black Flag Cast, and I'm sitting here with my dear friend Wyatt Clark, a very inventive artist out here in Woodbridge, Virginia. I'm sitting in his studio today. How you doing, Wyatt?
I'm doing very well. It's good to see you, Kevin.
Always a pleasure, man. So upon walking into his studio to describe it, literally this thing should become the set piece for his grand exposition in some museum. Literally, I walk in and I see, you know, a what appears to be a pistol interlocked into a lamp, a series of pharmaceutical labels stuck to a canvas, a motorcycle helmet sitting for some reason out on an art deck, and he has no motorcycle, a chainsaw sitting next to an amplifier hooked up to an electric guitar, as well as a magnifying glass for some odd reason pointed directly right on the fuel tank of said chainsaw, and various pieces all over. Let's begin, actually. I really would like to know a little bit more about this box here. It looks has a aluminum bishop, a matchbook, what appear to be oversized rosary beads. I'm hoping that's the type of beads they are. And what appears to be some kind of passport thing. What is the poor and broken?
So, I collect a lot of mail, and I do a lot of trading of mail, and what you're looking at is, I call them inspiration boxes, and I take several boxes and put various items inside. In this particular one, there's a user called Nonsuch on Instagram that sent me this booklet that we were going to collaborate on, and there is various photos taken from the Washington Times, and they're all pictures of various delinquents and pedophiles and people of bad nature, and they've been glued inside of a booklet that appears to look like a passport but is actually just a small sketchbook. And next to that is a bishop, which kind of represents the attack on those people. The book is called Broken. What is it called, Kevin?
Poor and broken.
Poor and broken. And then the rosary beads are just supposed to represent the kind of forgiveness of those people. And the matchbook is just to light the box on fire.
I see. And then next to it, there is a very interesting set of items. A series of what appear to be shot glasses full with like a pile of nails. And there's a gaming case with three pairs of dice. A old, what appears to be an old pewter figurine, a very old sarsaparilla bottle cap, a very early crown cap, and a bunch of other metal objects. And what is this?
I don't know. I'm drawn to timepieces and metal objects, and mainly things of just this nature. It's just this. I'm really drawn to that period, and I really I'm appreciative of pewter. It's kind of a dying art. It's like something that I'm very much into.
And what about the canvas I spotted when I first came in with the pharmaceutical labels? What's that?
So I've had ailments my whole entire life. So this is basically a small canvas that's just been over the last 2 months of just warning labels off of 2 months worth of pharmaceuticals that I take.
I see. And any idea on a title for it?
I think you gave me the title earlier. What was the one you came up with?
I think I called it My Illness.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm going to go with.
Very well. So I also noticed, you know, you've been doing a lot of mixed media art, with your pieces, but I noticed now a couple of these when I came in today, there is this, I believe you described it as a childish form of art. Would you like to talk about this latest inspiration?
Sure. There's another user that I've been kind of, the community of Instagram has really helped me out. And there's a user on there that's has become a close friend of mine named Andy. And he actually is schizophrenic and he draws with his left hand because he has arthritis in his right. And he has really inspired me to kind of push my limits of how I draw. Instead of drawing more traditional style tattoo designs and things like of this nature, I've tried to push my way into more of a childlike state. And they're just on boards, and there'll be four of them that'll become into one piece.
Very interesting. I noticed there's the other thing you seem to do, you like to do a lot of kind of what has often been seen as like a punk style of defacing ads and stuff. You know, and then I saw some of your stuff where you were taking a lot of I believe it was about a series of Spanish art, old classical pieces, and kind of putting your own take on them. Would you like to tell my audience a little bit about that?
Sure. So, you know, you get into zine culture and you get into copyright culture, and I'm a big fan of using found objects and found paper to do my artwork on, and I have a circuit of you know, secondhand shops that I buy books at, and I use a lot of those kind of images in my work. The Spanish influence is just has been something that I've kind of is a newer obsession, but I find a lot of the contents of tattoos and a lot of the contents of artwork going on right now has a lot of pull from that era, religious and kind of ritualistic of recording of different events.
I see. What is the, especially speaking on the subject of tattoos, there was an artist book that you showed me. Would you like to talk about that? I understand he's one of your big inspirations.
Sure. We were looking at two different tattoo artists, Mike Giant. He's been an influence for probably the last decade. And of course, Scott Campbell, who is more of a gotten into the gallery scene. I'm sure you guys have heard of those guys before, but they're definitely big influences in my work, as well as David Cho. I didn't get to show you his book, but he is definitely a big influence.
And then there was another one that was really interesting. It is a German artist, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, de Kooning is definitely a big influence as well. I just recently read his book, and you saw in there that I really went through it and highlighted quite a bit of it. But his style and, you know, just his lifestyle and the way that he painted has definitely influenced my work right now.
I see. Some of the other things, I mean, you know, your work seems to not be just limited to canvases. There seems to be a lot of sculpture-type art. I see an interesting one where it is a bear with what appears to be a Mr. T type chain of a dog tag chain, and the rest of his body is red, plus a very interesting, looks to be a lamp of a thousand eyes with a, I'm not exactly sure the style of head that's on it, but, and then the other lamp, you know, that has this kind of metal mixed art that, you know, has the pistol grip thing sticking out of the side of it. I mean, what are your influences there?
Sure, I'm glad you touched on that very style. I've been getting more and more into as object-based art, and I've been doing a series of furniture. I showed you a kind of just a preliminary of some chairs in the basement, as well as these globes out here too. That I don't know if you saw, they're wire globes, yeah. And I'm making into lamps, and lamps have been somewhat of a theme that I've been doing. The specific one that you're talking about with the gun and the pistol is I watched a lot of film noir stuff, and I saw a film, I forget what it was called, but they had a lamp that was overheating a cartridge in a gun, and it was waiting to go off, and it was some kind of explosion. So that's where that came in to play. It's supposed to be kind of like a play on when will this bullet have enough heat to kind of shoot off. The lamp of a thousand eyes, as you referred to, it is actually wood, and then it's covered in a latex paint, and then it is cypress wood that naturally grows in that shape and form, and the kind of pattern of the eye is more aboriginal. It's more of actually just a way of me coping with anxiety is continuous, this pattern that's kind of repetitious in my work. The bear, I would say, is I have several different animals that I go to, but the bear is just one that I've associated since a young age with myself, and the reason it's covered up to its neck in red is that specific species of bear has been extinct to that point. If it was a graph, you know, the graph would be only the head is left, you know, there's very few left. And the chain is just something comical that I put in there as a kind of a talk piece.
Sounds good to me. It got me talking about it. What about there's all these various figurines that are appearing here. Are they just influences, or are they also your latest foray into the sculpted arts?
I just enjoy figurines, and I enjoy, you know, older things, and I think that just me collecting them has been fun, and I like to 3D scan a lot of these objects and manipulate them in a larger scale. So a lot of the smaller things I envision to be larger sculptures at one time in the future.
Good enough. Now, one would always ask, with all the things you do, I mean, most people would ask the artist often, what is your philosophy on it? And I know you have a certain philosophy. You've expounded on it many times about a certain aesthetic quality that has existed before and has not existed in your mind, maybe in some ways since. Would you like to elaborate a bit on that?
Sure. I think that if I would put into words, I'm going for more of a brutalist style, and I'm definitely more influenced in the Eames, you know, how he had this design studio that was very modular and had various objects in it, and that was influenced the way in which he designed, and, you know, typefaces and everything is more object-driven art or collection-driven art in the way that he kind of worked. So it's more, I'm getting more into the brutalist with the way that I'm painting now, and more minimalistic, and then also the clothing that I've been making, which we didn't even touch on, has been more brutalist style, like Rick Owens style stuff. But you know, it's ever changing, and I definitely pull from the past more than I pull from what's going on right now.
Right on. And so, I mean, would you consider yourself influenced by the old modernist school of architecture, clothing design, and object design?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, Bauhaus in Germany, and that was a huge influence. And I think that, you know, just being by myself and trying to be isolated and learning from those people, you know, through various books and videos is definitely a tremendous help, but it's a tremendous strain, because you're always striving to cut out and make things more simplistic and more, you know, modernist.
I see. And I mean, what are, you know, I mean, and as an artist, I mean, most artists have like a, you know, a thought on today. I mean, you know, what is the thing that you are, you know, trying to express perhaps against, or like, what are you trying to enlighten people on with your art?
Sure. I don't know. Right now I see a lot of, just, you know, internet themed art or recycled art. And I don't know how I feel about that. I'm getting ready to do a group show with a bunch of artists that I really, really find great on the 17th in Portsmouth. And those are some people that I associate with good work, as Richard Perkins, the photographer. He has a blog, photography blog called Parachute Full of Forks. The tattoo artist Mike Can will be showing with me, and he does new school style tattoos. Christopher Revels, who I believe is kind of a almost Dali styles of kind of conceptual and a way in which of painting I haven't seen in quite some time. There's a various other artists that are showing, but, you know, I try to stay with, I guess you could say, almost craftsman-like artists, people that actually have a craft or not so much digital work.
I see. And where is this Portsmouth art show?
Sure. It is at the home of Richard Perkins. He's actually emptying his house out, and he will be showing in his home.
Very nice indeed. I think that covers it. It seems your Red Bulls have unfortunately frozen on the porch. Unfortunately today, folks, we are sitting in his studio, and the weather outside is approximately 10 degrees, so things are frozen and things are very, very much cold and very much wintry out here. One thing I'd like to make one last point is I see a piece of you told me that was a piece of fan art up there. It is a drawing of some sort. Would you like to describe it to my audience here?
Sure. It says, I popped a 5 Percocet, and I said, thank you, which is so bizarre because I'm going through, various ailments and taking pain relievers right now for a pilonidal cyst, and I had no idea why this girl sent me this particular drawing of this drug. I don't think that I post too many things of drug-related references, but it was just ironic.
I guess fair enough. Well, is there anything else you'd like to tell my audience?
Sure. Just I think we covered my name in the beginning, but yeah. This is Wyatt Clark, and I'm 25, and I've been an artist in Richmond and Woodbridge and New York and Miami, and I'm currently back in Woodbridge and enjoying it. And if you'd like to check out more art from me, you can check out my Instagram at the letter Y, the number 8. T, that is my call sign on Instagram, is the letter Y, the number 8 T, and you can check out my Cargo Collective page through the link in that.
Very well. Well, Wyatt, it is a pleasure sitting down with you today, man, and seeing always. Your studio.
Always,
yeah, it's an absolute pleasure to talk to you. So I want to thank you again.
No problem. Good to see you.
Always. This is Special K of the Black Flag Cast.